He was always so dull and mild.
She was a lamp without a light. But now the current's running wild.
Since we turned on with Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered our lives.
Wow! Ultra Bright put a charge in our lives.
When we switch on our smiles, beacons start to flash.
Pulses turn electric.
Symbols crash.
We're such a dazzling duo. Believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright in your mouth. Sex. Appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath, and that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
It seems to me that lady lawyers are sort of like lady doctors. I mean, well, the general public admires them, acknowledges their skills and abilities in their field, but just doesn't quite think they're equal to men professionally. Monitor found out more about this at the 69th Annual Convention of the National Association of Women Lawyers, held in Philadelphia, naturally. Association President Grace Cox talked with Monitor reporter Alan Jay.
How many women lawyers do we have in this country?
Approximately 7,000 women lawyers.
You find the judges are prejudiced against women?
Well, speaking personally, I have never found any prejudice. I practice in all of the courts of the state of New York. I have admitted to the Supreme Court of the United States. And I think if a lawyer is well prepared and goes to the court knowing just what she's about, she will encompass no discrimination.
But from other lady lawyers, have you heard reports that some of the judges still can't accept the fact that we have women attorneys?
I have heard that.
Well, what do you tell these ladies?
Well, I tell these lawyers that they are lawyers, and they must be prepared, as lawyers should be prepared in the courts. They should prepare their cases at the office, as we do, and not be afraid to go into courts. I personally do a lot of trial work, and I have found it very rewarding, and I think my clients are well represented.
But do you really believe that a judge, being a man, usually, can forget that he's dealing with a lady lawyer, a lady first and a lawyer second?
Well, if he's a good judge and has an open mind, prejudice of any kind, including sex, should not interfere with his good judgment.
And as a corollary question, how many lady judges do we have in this country?
I'd say too few.
Probably. Do you have an idea when we might see the first lady lawyer ascending to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, as a matter of fact, on NBC, your station, just about a year ago, I suggested that President Johnson appoint a qualified woman as a justice of the Supreme Court. And the response was tremendous, not just from lawyers, but from the average working person or the average voter. They were enthusiastic about my suggestion.
Well, why didn't it happen?
It didn't happen, really, because I think that perhaps President Johnson did not fully understand that we women represent more than 52% of the vote, and he probably did not understand that we are going to fight and fight and fight until a qualified judge is elevated to the Supreme Court. There are qualified women in the National Association of Women Lawyers who would gracefully take their places on the bench of our highest court.
Now, as a lawyer and a married woman yourself, Grace D. Cox, what are the advantages or disadvantages of combining two careers such as this?
Well, I think primarily the advantages of combining a career is, firstly, it keeps a woman out in the world. And I think a woman out in the world is a better wife, a better mother, a better consumer, a better shopper, a better citizen. And I think that the feeling of belonging to the entire community and not being just remotely held in a home, I think that the you fellows on the television and radio have brought the world into the home, and I think that the women are better off being in the world.
Thank
it makes for an enlightened democracy.
Thank you so much. Grace D. Cox, National Association of Women Lawyers, President.
So you want to hear the latest from Frank Sinatra, huh? All right, just listen.
Gotta have you near all the time, with your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in the world that I do means a thing without you. I'm just half alive in my struggle to survive without you.
Immediacy, flexibility, impact. Those three words only begin to describe the kind of convention coverage you'll get on NBC starting Monday, August 26th. The Democratic National Convention will vitally affect and help shape the course of politics in this presidential election year. For the most complete, comprehensive convention coverage, dial NBC Radio and TV starting Monday, August 26th. Right now, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
All year long, youngsters on New York's crowded East Side have saved nickels, dimes, quarters. These are for their vacation fund, the $15 which entitle any member of the Boys Club of New York to a vacation at summer camp. But $15 is only one-fifth of the cost of two wonderful weeks of living outdoors, swimming, climbing mountains, fun. The balance must be contributed. The boys have run the errands, done the chores, shined the shoes, and saved. They are ready. The camp is ready. Now it's up to those of us who care. Please send whatever you can to the Boys Club of New York, Box 77, New York 9, New York. You'll enjoy your own summer more if you do. The address again, the Boys Club of New York. The box number is 77. The zone is New York City, 9.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Brad Crandall here, bringing more of Monitor, and just in the nick of time, at 20 minutes after the hour.
You chew them. They taste good. They're new no-dose action aids, and they fight the monotony of driving. The monotony of driving, even when you're resting, can give you the driving drowsies. Pull over and chew a couple of no-dose action aids. They contain the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, yet they're not habit-forming. No-dose action aids. No car should be without them.
Next on Monitor, Miss Patty Page.
And he wakes up in the morning with his hair down in his eyes, and he says hi. And he stumbles to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye. And he reaches out, takes my hand, squeezes it, says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and sing by morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God did make the little green apples that don't wait in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss. Disneyland and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make the little green apples. It's no rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. When my selfish feet are low, I think of our space of love to ease my mind. Sometimes he calls me up at home, knowing I'm busy, if I could get away and meet him to grab a bite to eat. And I drop what I'm doing and hurry down to meet him, and I'm always late. But he sits waiting patiently and smiles when he first sees me, because he's made that way. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make the little gray apples. It don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. There's no such thing as making puppy dogs and autumn leaves and baby guns.
We shall begin with Vietnam. For 4 years, America's fighting men have set a record for courage and sacrifice unsurpassed in our history. For 4 years, this administration has had the support of the loyal opposition for the objective of seeking an honorable end to the struggle. Never has so much military and economic and diplomatic power been used so ineffectively. And if after all of this time and all of this sacrifice and all of this support, there is still no end in sight, then I say the time has come for the American people to turn to new leadership not tied to the mistakes and the policies of the past. That is what we offer to America.
Who's the one who has pledged an honorable end to the war in Vietnam? Nixon's the one. The preceding political announcement was paid for by United Citizens for Nixon Agnew.
Now, with a review of Today in Sports, here's Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. You know, Brad, Julius Burris is 48 years. 48 years of age, and at that age, he isn't expected to win too often on the pro golf tour. He doesn't, but when he does, they are important victories. His first of the year came a month ago in the PGA Championship, and the second came today in the $250,000 Westchester Classic. Playing despite a nagging backache that's bothered him all week, Burris calmly dropped a 15-foot birdie putt on the final hole to win first prize money of $50,000. How about that? Burroughs finished with a 68 for a 16 under par 272 and a one-stroke victory over defending champion Jack Nicklaus, who had a 66, Dan Sykes, who closed with a 68, and rookie Bob Murphy, who had a par 72 after starting the day with a three-stroke lead. Nicklaus, battling a virus as well as the course, finished his round first, and his 15 under par became the target for the others. Burris then birdied 18 after his second shot landed in the bunker and took the lead. After Sykes finished, it was up to Murphy, who led after each of the first three rounds. He played his second shot safe and short, wedged onto the green in three, and needed an 18-foot birdie putt to tie Burris and force a sudden-death playoff. But Murphy missed the birdie by 2 feet, and paunchy old Julius Burris can still teach the younger fellows how to play the game of golf. Now looking at the Monitor baseball scoreboard. St. Louis beat Atlanta, as we look at the National League first, 10-1. Philadelphia 5, San Francisco 3. Pittsburgh beat Los Angeles 5-1. The Reds took a pair from the Cubs, 2-1 and 6-3. The Mets and Astros split, New York 8, Houston 1 in the first game. Houston took the second game, 5-2. In the American League, Boston beat Detroit 4-1. The White Sox took a doubleheader from the Indians, 4-2 and 8-1. Baltimore 7, Minnesota 1, California 6, Washington 4, and in 10 innings, the Yankees beat Oakland 7-5. In tennis, the United States defeated Spain in the Davis Cup Interzone Finals and will now meet the winner of the India-Japan tie for the right to face Australia in the challenge round. In pro football exhibition games, Cleveland 31, San Francisco 17. Houston scored 17 points in the final period and beat New Orleans 24-23. By the way, in interleague games so far this season, the AFL leads the NFL 7-4. In the North American Soccer League, Washington and New York played a 2-2 tie. Baltimore beat Boston 2-1. Looking ahead, Tuesday, the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And on Saturday, the women's Olympic swimming trials in Los Angeles and women's track and field trials in Walnut, California. The finals of the Babe Ruth League World Series in Klamath Falls, Oregon. The All-America Soapbox Derby in Akron. The Hopeful Stakes at Saratoga. And the Ladies World Series of Golf in Springfield, Ohio. And Sunday, the $125,000 Hamiltonian at DuCoin, Illinois. And that's what is and will be in sports, Brad. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you, Mel.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Roger Gonzalez playing Puppet on a String, Monitor spanning the continent on NBC. In the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, people hear us on KSTP. Monitor continues shortly with the award-winning NBC News program, The World and Washington, an in-depth look at the United States in world affairs. This is Brad Crandall.
Next weekend, Monitor previews the Democratic Convention as Bill Ryan, Russ Ward, and Peter Hackus report from Chicago on the NBC radio network. Thank you.